in this building.
There is a major overhaul at Capitol, and I, quite frankly, I have not paid but so close attention to it. They're realigning some of their schools, so make sure that you are up with what Shelton is actually planning to do.
Okay.
Because they're building the two schools at the old Dover campus, and I don't know what's going to happen to Booker to William Henry. So it's going to be a different alignment. So make sure that you are aware.
We're not missing that, thinking about.
Yeah, aware of what he's doing, because it may fit in better one way than the other. Now, when we originally, years ago, we were K through 4, and then we went for a modification and put in 5. Am I correct here?
I think you guys were K through like 5 or 6 before.
Yeah,
and when my kids came, they had cut it off, and then y'all added, so they were able to stay for the extra year. Mm-hmm. That's what what's his name, Noel, told me when we first enrolled. It was like you guys initially had more.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just knowing we had to go for a modification, and then we dropped the 5th grade.
We dropped the sixth. Yeah.
But remember when he added the 5th? That's where he got all that extra money. We didn't have 5th, and you know he added the 5th, which brought in all those extra kids, and that's how that extra money came in there that got spent. So I don't know what we had to do in terms of the charter, the realignment of the charter, because it's gone back and forth several times. So you maybe have records of it. I don't know.
So, and that's what we've been really looking at, what we need to do, and working closely with DOE to make sure that we're right on.
I wish you finish it the sentence, and I want to add something, because I think that the point that Ms. Holmes makes is important. Given that Capitol is our number one feeder of students, that's just a truism of location, location, location. And if, as Nancy was saying, Capitol is undergoing a reorg, if they're doing something that says the sequence of middle school pattern changes, we don't want to go down a road that's going to bite us in anticipation that we were going to get more students for that sixth grade, when in actuality most parents are going to operate just like you just said. They're going to keep in the sequence of 6, 7, 8, which is, and I really thought that's what they were moving towards. The long-term goal of Capitol is to move towards that pattern.
I'm not really sure, because they have the two schools together. I think that I may be terribly wrong, but I'm thinking they're going to move the elementary schools back to K-4. They're going to have 5, 6 in one building and 7, 8 in another building, and the two buildings are going to be on the old Dover High campus. Mm-hmm. They're going to share the gym and the cafeteria and that stuff, but they're going to be separate. So you don't have.
That's their current structure.
Yeah.
So that's not changing much.
That's not changing.
That's just changing location.
Changing the spot.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll
find out.
And make sure that we're making a smart move.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the other, the other topic is something that I brought up at the last board meeting, and I've actually brought up at a couple of board meetings, that the most important thing to me is making sure that the people in our classrooms are compensated and remain. The staff turnover is and historically has been an issue. So making sure that we're incentivizing our teachers and our support staff. Our staff are absolutely our biggest asset. And I know that each of you, if you sit back and think about what you remember from your education, you're not remembering much other than the teacher that affected you, the teacher that cared about you, the teacher that you loved, the teacher that you felt you connected with and that made a difference to you. You might vaguely remember the building, you might vaguely remember the classroom and the structure, but it's mostly that teacher. It's the teacher that you connected with, or the teacher that you didn't connect with, that leaves you with some not so good memories. But that's what touches us, and that's what drives us. So it's the people. And I have always believed that people and relationships are what matters most. And so we have been being extremely tight and conservative on our budget, and we will continue to do exactly that but it's our people that we need to put the investment back into. And until we do that, we're going to keep being that revolving door for staff, because they can make more money going down the road. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that we just had the audit conversation. That conversation also was based on the June 30th money. And we've continued to have the picture of our finances are getting in a better place. We're not where we need to be. And I fully acknowledge that. But at the same time, if we keep losing staff, we're going to not have that enrollment. We're going to continue to have that enrollment issue. So we've got to figure out a way to turn it around. We've come up, Bill and I have put our heads together a couple of times over the past month and come up with a plan. I want to have more of a fair salary scale with our staff and level up people that haven't gotten anything in a very long time. And so in doing so, it looks like it's going to cost over the next, for the rest of this fiscal year, the total cost would be approximately the amount of change that our fiscal picture has shown this past month. So just in the past month, our fiscal picture has gone up about $30,000. That is the sum of the salary difference that I want to put into the pockets of our staff. I want nothing for me. I want to make that very clear. I want nothing for me. I want something for them. And so the something for them varies depending on where they are in relation to their state salary. And so doing something more fair where they're getting something based on how long, you know, what they're based on basically essentially a scale. So I don't know what questions you have and how in depth you would like that conversation to go. Do you have anything you want to add?
Just a couple things. In the past, there was no salary schedule. You know,
right.
He would pull numbers out of the air, yep. And they were all over the ballpark. So what she's trying to do now is to have it based on something. So the basic foundation of this is your state salary. Mm-hmm. And generally, took the state salary and added 20% to it. Okay? So what's going to happen is some of the newer people are going to get a lot less than some of the people that have been here for a long time, which is only fair because what was happening is the older people were sitting here not getting raises and the newer people were coming in, and Sherry tried to put them on scale, but it just wasn't working. And so, and what we're talking about is doing something on the 117 pay, that's a check date.
Thank you for adding that.
That's after Christmas, so if you have some bills and so forth. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be people that's going to work through. There are other people, if you do the scale, they're probably not going to get anything. So we're trying to give at least $500 to everybody who doesn't fit on the scale. And if you take the 117 pay to the end of June, there's 12 pays in there. So what we're going to do is on the 117 pay, we're going to take 126 of that new salary and put it in there. So it's not going to be a raise for the entire year because it's just what we can afford going forward. Just a couple other things.
How much is that? How much are you talking about?
It's.
What's the number you had?
She said 30,000.
35,000.
37,000 a month or total?
No.
Total. Okay. Total.
And yeah, what I'm talking total about is no retro. We're going to do it on the 117
okay
pay. If a person does not qualify because some of the newer people hired this year, mm-hmm, if you do that calculation, they wouldn't get anything.
Right.
So it's important that everybody gets at least something.
At least five.
The people that get 500 will get it on the 117 pay instead of spreading it over the rest of the pay. So there's a big hit and that's it.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been talking about it a long time. It's not a panacea. But at least now we'll have a system to work with. And if some things happen next year, maybe we can do more. But it's a starting point because if you look at some of these numbers, it's incredible, some of the people that have been here a long time.
Can we afford that the way the budget is right now?
Yes. Yes,
do you
we
need
can
a motion to move forward with
well,
this?
Well, let me just finish now. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen next year. I don't know the enrollment. I don't know what the state's doing. If the state pulls back some of these special funds, because what's happened is we We use some of that money to pay people's salaries.
Right.
Now, I pointed out one thing to her. She said, if I get more kids and we get 20 units, right now we have one secretary paid for. If we get 20 units, we'll have another secretary paid for. Plus, there's a thing in the system that says, once you get 20 units, you can take two of your paras instead of a teacher. And they would pay for them, but we got to get the 20 units. And now we have people in there at about $38,000. That might come in at about $80,000, $90,000. So a lot of things can happen. What we're doing is we're doing it for the rest of the year, and we're hoping we can continue for the future. Like I said, I'm concerned, though, because you see what our liability is for the summer, and we don't have enough money to cover that. You know, and the renewal's coming up. So we can't do what everybody wants, but I think it's probably one of the more major moves that we've made. I don't know if I missed something or...
Okay, I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
One, the total is probably going to be around $35,000 total,
yes,
out of the new money. So that's going to
just
cover
for the rest
it.
Of this year.
And we know that right now we're not going to be able to meet the summer liability. So
right.
What impact would using that money there cost us out that
tournament?
I can't. Well, give
summer.
Me your best guess. You're a great person at projecting.
I'm not a good, because I'm not the one that's going to evaluate that.
Okay.
It's going to be when you go in for a renewal.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next question.
That's probably not a good answer. I don't know.
You gave me the answer I
okay.
needed. That's good.
Yeah.
The next question is, I thought you couldn't add unit counts after that count date. So even though we're bringing in new students.
No, I meant for next year.
Next year.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
Okay.
Can we sustain this and do better? You know, keeping in mind we got to have money set aside and so forth. And I'm just saying there's some things out there. If we had 20 units... We're at 18 units now. If you look at your look at page,
I remember that on the document.
If you look at this thing, you see up the top.
Yeah.
We're at 18.14. If we get to 20, that's another secretary. Because right now,
in terms of overall salary,
our current secretary, we pay the states, we pay our total salary, we pay the health insurance, and we pay the OECs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would happen is most of that cost would be covered from the states. That's money in our pocket.
Okay.
If we can cover two paras instead of one teacher. Depending on that combination, there's a lot of money there, plus even the growth. I don't know what the legislature is going to do. It's an election year. You know, there's a lot of unknowns out there.
Yeah.
But I agree with her. That's the top priority.
Yes.
And it's got to be done. It's not
going to
satisfy everybody.
We've done it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We did something very similar, and we compared it to the state numbers. And
but right now, at least she can create if a new person comes in, she can say 1.2 times whatever it is. You have a system. You had no system before.
Yeah. Okay.
And we couldn't get away from it because we were at the point where it was just getting very close. And I'm not saying we're in great shape. You know, no question. We're not in great shape. But if we don't do something like this, you know, I think what attracts people to the school is if you're doing a good job, if every teacher is just doing the job and they're excited about it, that's going to bring kids in. And if we don't do something like that, we're hurting.
We're good on all the good
metrics
that you're saying. One last thing.
Yes.
How many people are we trying to distribute this 30K card?
I don't know. I could count them here. How many teachers do you have?
That's for all of our staff.
I mean, for everybody, staff plus the teachers. So
everybody gets something.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
except me.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teachers you have. How many
14.
We currently have 14 teachers. I don't know how many
teachers.
Paras.
But this is just part
not
of the year now.
Paras.
This is just part of the year.
Yeah, it's just portion of the
year.
I was trying to see how it's going to
be. See, it's only 12 pays. It's only 12 pays at this new rate. We're not changing anything that happened the first part of the year. Because that makes
it. Across 39 people.
Okay. Yeah, because no one's going to get up super jump this quick.
Well, there's one or two people that have been a pretty nice jump.
Yeah.
That have been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they've been dealing with this for a long time, you know.
Okay.
First they'll come in at 40 and they're sitting at 31.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
And, you know, people can look at it and say it's not fair, but at least you have a system in place now. And we felt we couldn't do it for the whole year, but we're going to do it the rest of the year. And like I said, the 500 people will get it all in one pay, and that's it. I don't know if I missed something.
I don't think so.
Is there any more discussion? Do you feel like you need any kind of a motion to move forward with this?
Yeah, I think you.
I think we do.
A motion,
Okay. Do I hear a motion from someone? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Move. So move.
Oh, okay. You were, I thought you were going to repeat it. Same way.
No, I'm sorry. I did. That we look at the salaries for commitment to our teachers at a
1.2.
Why don't we make it simple
instead of having a lot to it? Why don't you simply say, make a motion to move forward with a plan to enhance teacher salaries?
Staff salaries,
yeah. That gives them more flexibility.
We move forward with staff salaries.
Okay.
I'd feel more comfortable if you put the number on it. We don't want this to be 39. An overhanging thing. You know, you need to say exactly what the number is that we're going to distribute over the next year. Because we don't have a list of who's getting what and where. So rather than do it that way.
We can get a number to the next
year. Yeah,
there are a couple of adjustments we had to make. I think there's a person leaving and there's a couple other things happening.
Yeah, they may not have that right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying that we have estimated amount, you have 39 that we're looking at.
Correct.
Is there a second?
You can include that.
I think he was talking about the amount.
The amount of money that we're going to approve.
He doesn't have that.
I think there were a few adjustments she's going to make on a couple of things.
Do you want to say up to X number of dollars?
Yeah, that would make the motion.
You want to do that, and then we can go forward with...
You can go forward with the plan.
Okay, so we amend the motion to move forward.
Well, it was never second, so... It was never second. So
okay, we're going to move forward with a new staff schedule with, what did we say about this at the end?
Up to
40,000?
Total. Okay.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who was first?
Mrs.
Robinson. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
You're a teacher?
Yeah, you can't.
You're a teacher. You can't vote.
You can't.
Even though I'm the representative. Okay.
No, you can't vote on this one.
Who's the second?
Because it affects you.
I'm also a teacher.
Yeah, because
right.
It affects you.
Can't vote.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not on a board either, so you can't vote.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm not.
Okay. Board members, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Okay. Next.
I think that's a nice thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That was all I had.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, that was a lot. That was good. Okay, we have a teacher's report.
Okay, so that actually kind of goes in nicely with what I was going to say is the positives that are going along. And I know we've had conversation in the past about the mentoring program and some concerns that were brought up about the mentoring program. But with the idea of retention, and with the idea of putting these salaries, this salary adjustment in place, and seeing some of the changes that are coming through and things like the academy and the night at the academy, those are all things that work together to bring the staff into a position where everyone's working together towards a positive goal, towards a united goal that is focused on retention. It's, yes, we are here for the kids, but we need to be very mindful of our staff. And the mentoring program is now up and running and in full swing. And I do believe from the feedback that I've been receiving is that our teachers, and we have a high percentage, unlike other schools, of new teachers, of first-year teachers. And that can be a challenge. But with that said, we have a great team of teachers and teachers who have taken on multiple mentees who are willing to work closely with those new teachers to keep them here.
That's great.
We have good staff, and I think with that we can retain those teachers, which then leads into, that's all part of the talk about the academy, is they talk about the teachers, and we want our teachers to feel supported and be prepared to serve our students.
Your teaching staff consists of what, 14?
14.
Yeah. Okay, and out of the 14, how many are new teachers?
We have 9. We have 8 first-year teachers,
wow.
1 second-year teacher, and then we have 2, one not a core teacher, she's our gym teacher,
although important, who are in their third year of mentoring, their third year, so they are not yet with a continuing license. Mm. So we have a large percentage of first-year teachers. Mm. So we need to be, this, all of this working together is what's supporting the building. So the mentoring program is working and trying to make sure that those teachers have their needs met.
Do you have other comments, or is that the
No, just positive. Just,
okay, good.
So I just wanted to kind of dovetail, kind of put that in with all of the other things that were being said, that that all of that together works to support and retain our teachers.
Very good. Okay, PTO report.
Yeah, it's got my name on it, but it should be you. I think that they just haven't changed it yet on those because I'm no longer a parent rep. Unfortunately, my kids are in sixth and seventh grade.
No, fortunately.
Yes. Well, I mean, they had to leave the academy.
Oh.
That was the unfortunate part. Because she hadn't yet added sixth grade.
First, I have to thank each and every one of us here today that we are putting on, not just having the students at heart, not just having the teachers at heart, but also having the parents at heart. So this is just all what makes Academy of Dover. So, and I also like to use this opportunity to thank the current principal. Why am I thanking her? For every activity the school organized, she always gave us a boot as a PTO wear.
Yeah.
And she always make our presence known. We are few in officers there, but now we are getting so big. Everybody want to like come. They have over 34 sign up.
Good.
Of parents, mm-hmm. And we are giving them one free meeting day or in the month of December. They normally hold their meeting every first Monday of the month. But for December, most of the parents said, oh, we can't make Monday. So we spread it around and say, okay, let's take a census count Tuesday to Friday. So they did it, and next month we'll do a Thursday. Majority of them will be there first Thursday of December. Then we all can collectively agree on what suits our work. And all, it's a very good start, and like I said, for every activity the school organized, they always Shadow PTO is over there, make sure you sign up and all. So, and after that, I have parents calling me. I've had one calling me 2 days ago. Said, oh, I have a concern. I said, but you come to PTO meeting, put your concern. The principal will be there, teachers are there, put your concern. Not the way we used to do it. Say, oh, definitely I'm coming. So we're starting off good, and I really really like it. And hopefully, I will get to that mark before mid next year.
Mm-hmm. Good. Very good. Thank you.
Is it Dr. Aaron? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Can I just have one question? Did I hear you say that the date of the PTO meeting may fluctuate and change based on the survey and the availability at the time?
No, just for the meeting of December.
Okay, just for the December month.
So
okay.
When they come, we all will not agree, because it's like Mondays are not good for them.
For so just the month of December.
Month of December.
Okay.
Everybody will meet on.
And then collectively Thursday, decide.
And they will not make an official date.
Okay. Thank you.
So I just want to clarify. You're not meeting that Monday. Because I'm going to send out the text reminder. So I don't want to send the reminder that's going to be Monday.
No, we're
so the 5th. Still at 6 p.m.?
Yes, 6 p.m.
Thursday the 5th.
Because I'm going to send out the.
So then our board meeting then is the 20th. We have to talk about that too.
Okay,
so,
are there any other announcements?
Oh.
Dr. Fletcher?
I got this beautiful email about the announcement, and so I just printed it out and made some flyers that I've been distributing to my church. So
thank you.
It was nice that I had color printing. It would look a lot better, but
it looks fine.
That was neat. That was rather neat that we can do that. I think you sent the collected email to the board. So now you give me this, so I have cards now.
Thank you.
I got my stash.
Oh, okay.
I got my stash. We both in the same spot, so we got a stash.
Are there other announcements? Do I hear a motion to Bill?
We talked about at CBOC about the December board meeting, mm-hmm. and Dick was here from DOE, and I knew a couple of charter schools I worked for. They don't have a meeting in December. Now, we talked about it because usually December, everybody's busy. And I know the tone a lot of times in meetings, we have one in December, people want to get in and out.
Yeah.
So we threw out the idea of maybe canceling the one in December and going to January 23rd for the next meeting. There's nothing illegal about it. People do it all the time. But we're throwing it out for your
okay, do I have any discussion on that? Do I have a motion?
I move that we cancel the December meeting.
Okay, Dr. Fletcher moved to cancel. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, let's try it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Because it fall right during the Christmas.
Very good. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion. So moved.
Before you second. Go, all the wonderful moved. Things that we're hearing. So the word is getting out in the community, in the neighborhood. So that's a positive.
But
high energy is really good.
Thank you.
We're off the tape.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.